They are sometimes on soapboxes, but they are always heroes. Welcome your hosts Matt and Brian. This is Soapbox Heroes.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Soapbox Heroes, we're back for another week. Thank you for everybody that's been so nice to us on the internet and supporting
fantastic
the show
to
and
us, right?
Listening. And it's fun, dude. I feel good about this.
I do too. It's fun. I'm having a good time. I'm getting good feedback.
I'll tell you, doing this, even if this wasn't fun, would be better than my last few days of life.
Yeah, I heard. You got a new gig, eh?
Well, the gig's been fine. This is good. We said on the first episode that I was unemployed. That's now over. Now you're the only one going to the movies at noon.
Thank you. What are you, my wife?
Jesus. I don't know why we never went to the movies together.
I know, right? I just opened a beer, and you're busting my balls
already.
You are my wife.
I saw so many movies during that time. It was fantastic.
What'd
I saw someone seriously was like, have you seen such and such? I was like, I've seen every movie in the Cineplex.
What'd you
right
say?
Now. Well, the day after I got fired, I saw Hell or High Water, which is like the best movie I've seen all year with Ben Foster and
which one is that?
I don't know.
One that wasn't one with
guys.
With Russ.
One of the Chris's.
Chris Pratt. I did see
no,
that.
No, it's not Chris Pratt. Oh. It's the other one. Anyway, Chris. It doesn't matter. It's really good. It's got Lebowski in it. Jeff.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw that. It was fantastic.
Bridges. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The Western.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, it's so good.
It's great. Did you see Magnificent Seven?
No, because I'm not typically into the Western thing.
Oh, dude, I love Westerns. You've got to see it. It's good.
Okay, okay. And then I saw Girl on a Train. I saw the new Blair Witch because I knew no one would go see that with me, and I totally wanted to
see
it.
Yeah, I won't go see that with you.
Yeah. But, no, my last couple of days, everyone in my house was sick. We were texting back and forth the other
day,
remember?
Yeah.
And so at one point, my daughter comes out from a nap, and she's like, we've been to the doctor. She has strep throat. I've been unemployed, so we don't have insurance. So we're just like, we're just surfing on the credit card. Like, ding, 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 like we're in Vegas. Give me this prescription. Give me that prescription.
Did she get a Z-Pack or erythromycin something?
So she got an so her and my wife had it. So my wife got a Z-Pack. She got a
penicillin.
Something like that. And so she comes out of her room during a nap, and she's like, oh, man. She's like, I don't feel good. I think I'm going to throw up. And she's a little bit of drama queen. I love her to death. A little bit of drama queen. And then she moves on, and she's talking about how she's hot or whatever, and her throat really, really hurts. And I'm like, listen, why don't you – here, I'm going to give you a big spoonful of ice cream.
That's fantastic.
That's going to be fantastic. But I kind of forgot that she said she felt like she was going to throw up.
So which made her
– So I gave her a huge spoon of ice cream, and then she goes, bleh, and I was like, oh, no, get on the hardwood. And it just went – everywhere,
ooh,
dude.
Like
she
exorcism?
Just, and then once it started happening, she couldn't, like, think about moving, so she just moved to another spot in the hardwood and just did it more.
Oh, poor thing. It's like a scene out of The Exorcist.
It was gross. But everyone's back, and knock on wood, I'm standing strong, which I feel like I shouldn't even say out loud. I'm not going to have lots of wood.
Because I'm a germaphobe, and you shook my hand and gave me a hug.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling good. Hey, don't talk about what happens when the mics are off.
I know.
Okay, so are you good? Everything's good with you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'll be in Chicago this weekend. I'm gigging at the Improv.
Jeremy Hotz?
Yeah, I'll be with Jeremy Hotz.
Freaking task. And there's some stuff happening in Chicago.
The World Series.
Oh my
bro.
God, should we just move to our first segment?
We might as well.
Ready?
The World Series is here. I'm ready.
Here we go. It's sports with Douchebag Chad.
Yay!
Shit.
I love how Chad walks in with a beer. Like he doesn't even he just says fuck it.
He doesn't fuck around.
I don't know what headphones to put on.
I don't think right now with the state of your head, I don't think you need headphones, bro. I think you're good.
Yeah, do I don't need headphones.
You don't need them,
right? You don't need
honestly, it's loud as hell. I'm just doing it to watch levels, which I'm probably not really watching. Okay, so if there's one sport I know, fellas, of course, if you've not heard the show before, Sports with Douchebag Chad is a segment where Douchebag Chad comes on to educate me about sports.
I love that fucking name.
Molten. He is self-proclaimed Douchebag Chad.
Yeah. He is self-proclaimed douchebag.
So, Mulchin is a sports fan. I am not. The only thing I know about sports, the only little sport I know about is baseball. So I do know a little bit, and I do know that it's a big deal that the Cubs are in the series, right? Because
I used to have
a T-shirt when I was a kid that said Cubs World Series Champions
1908. Yeah, totally.
So we're 108 years.
108 years, that's
insane.
Right.
I mean, honestly, yesterday, before the game started, so it's game one.
Yeah.
It's in Cleveland. Now, I don't know. How do you feel about this, Matt? Because are you okay with the All-Star game determining where the
No, I think it's a stupid rule.
Wait. What? The All-Star game does what?
The All-Star game determines who has home field advantage during the World Series playoffs.
I mean, I don't know. Kind of well, makes sense. Better than a coin toss, right? Dumb. Why is it stupid?
No, because the reason that they do it is to make the All-Star game interesting. Because most All-Star games suck. Like, if you watch, like, hockey or like, nobody wants to watch that fucking game. It's awful. There's no defense. Nobody does anything. But in baseball, they want to make it a big thing. So whoever wins the All-Star game, the American League or the they get home field advantage. But here's the point. The Cubs won 9 more games than the Indians, and they are the road team.
That sucks.
I think the higher record should have the home field advantage.
Then the All-Star game would go back to being bullshit. But
it still is bullshit. Nobody watches the All-Star game. Who watches the MLB? Home Run Derby's the night before, and that's actually fun to watch. But
so here's – okay, we always make comparisons for my brain from sports to rock and roll, right?
Right.
So I can understand the concept. So this is like the All-Star game – of rock and roll would be, you know, like if you had the Stones and Neil Young and all these dudes get up and like rock out together. That'd be interesting as hell. So why does it not translate?
It's like old Coachella. They did that this past October.
Exactly. And that was cool. That was like the all-star game of rock and roll.
Yeah.
But you would want to see that, right? So why do you not want to see a bunch of badass ball
players? Because the effort isn't there. Because
they don't give
a
shit?
They don't care.
Because you could get hurt.
Yeah.
And if you can get hurt in a game that doesn't matter.
Right.
I mean, because most people don't even want to do the All-Star game. I mean, when it comes to sports that the All-Star game doesn't count, like football or hockey, people, they do everything they can to get out of the damn game.
There's a football All-Star game?
Yeah, it's called the Pro Bowl. It's stupid.
Oh, that's
and it's
the
like
Pro Bowl.
It's a week before the Super Bowl now, and they have it in Hawaii. And
they
And they moved it to Florida, too.
Yeah,
like they've had they like switch back and forth.
Right,
now.
So they don't even.
But either way, the game sucks because nobody plays defense. Nobody, there's absolutely no. Like the final score is like 147 to 148. it's fucking retarded.
They just, let them run.
Basically, because you're not going to hit the quarterback. You're not going to blitz. You can't rush on kicks or punts. It's fucking retarded. There's no point in having it.
Yeah, nobody cares. Nobody wants to get hurt. And it's pointless. It's a pointless game. My thing is, why don't you just name them to the Pro Bowl or name them to the All-Star game, and then that's it. But the NFL, it's money, right?
Yeah.
Everybody wants their money.
Right.
And, you know, they don't.
I think that's like the real ultimate thing about getting old is you realize that everything is just driven by finances.
Well,
like all these things that like as a kid that you were like, oh, sports are cool. Like, oh, yeah, it's just a bunch of old white men making money.
That's it.
Rock and roll's cool. Oh, it's a bunch of old white men making money. Hip-hop's cool. It's a bunch of old white men making money.
Right.
I got so disillusioned when I got into radio and realized that Hot 97 in New York was started and owned by a bunch of old-ass white guys.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the most racist thing in the world to me.
Not like that.
We talk about all these other things that are just, you know, engraved in racism. And, like, to me, that is the thing that I'm like, do all these people know that Hot 97 was, like, a money grab by white people?
That's
a bunch of old white guys own everything. And it's not – and honestly, it's honestly not about racism anymore because guess what? Me and you and Matt and this guy back here, Matt, we're all in the same fucking position. I mean, we're being run by some old white guy too. It's not my skin color doesn't matter. I am a slave to the bullshit in this country all day, every day. It may be worse for some people, but nonetheless, to be normal is.
So
you remember when you were a kid and $1,000 was a lot of money?
Oh man, I remember when I was 20 and $1,000 was a lot of money.
Now $1,000 is like. What?
Yeah.
$1,000 is like the deductible to get my fucking roof from the insurance company. That's how adult I have to be.
So
said big words like deductible, insurance. Like, listen to all that bullshit. What the? I don't even want to fucking be here anymore. That's the way I'm fucking talking.
So the Indians are in this thing too, right?
The Indians.
And the Indians haven't won it forever either, correct?
Like 1920s.
Was
it in the 60s?
No. It's been 68 years, I believe, since the Indians won.
Something like
and
that.
And it's been 108 years
since the Cubs,
won.
So who are you pulling for?
I don't care.
You don't care at all?
I think it would be kind of cool to see the Cubs win because that's long.
And Chicago's better than Cleveland. Like, we're just going city to city. Like,
If we're going to go visit and you were like, hey, do you want to go to Chicago tomorrow or do you want to go to Cleveland? I'd be like, what?
Why are we even having this conversation?
Yeah. What?
Do you know
why the fuck did you ask that? No, I don't want to go to Cleveland. Do you realize that the goddamn lake caught on fire one time? I don't want to fucking go. Now that they have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you're into rock and roll.
Yeah.
But that might be cool to see.
Is that a cool thing to see? Have you seen it?
I don't know.
It sucks. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is terrible, dude. It's terrible.
I've never been.
Just go to a Hard Rock Cafe, and you'll get the exact same experience. As isn't it? You're like,
just go to a Hard Rock. Is that
yeah, because you're
that's
like,
the equivalent?
Right, because you're there and you're like, look.
Then you know what? Then there's absolutely zero reason to go to
Cleveland. Nothing, there's no point to go to Cleveland. Because then you even go like, oh, look, there's Mick Jagger's guitar.
That's great. What am I going to do with that?
It'd be better if you could play it, huh?
Yeah,
what if you could play Mick Jagger's guitar? Because you know what I would think? I'd be like, I'm playing Mick Jagger's guitar. But in my mind, I'd be like, my fingers are where his fingers were, and imagine where the fuck that dude's fingers were. I mean, how many bitches did that dude put these in? I would probably start licking the goddamn guitar strings just to say, why the fuck not? I mean, holy shit, that sounds fucking... That's all right, fuck it.
Oh, man.
You know what? Tomorrow I'm going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to lick Mick Jagger's guitar.
He's just going to do like 5 lines of coke, break out the guitar, and just start licking it.
He said 5.
This has been Sports with Douchebag Chad.
This stoop is my throne, this hood is my home, and the sky's always blue, but the brownstones. Me in Brooklyn, ain't no Beverly Hills. Basically, we pay bills, then chill. East Coast bliss.
And okay, so another special guest in the studio today is an old high school buddy of mine.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I figure we should do this from time to time. We will out ourselves. Not as, you know, sexually, but that will keep off mic. But no, I figure if we're going to get to know each other, no better way to really
I like this idea.
Than to allow a third party in who knows all the stories.
I am.
Now,
I'm liking it.
I just forgot most of them.
Yeah, right? Too much beer.
Okay, so you want to get a little bit up on the mic because you're not as loud as Chad.
I have no idea. Use this mic.
It's funny. You just pull it toward you.
Here's what
it. All
right.
Here's what I love about Matt. Matt doesn't know how to use a microphone, but Matt does know how to make a missile.
What do you do for a living, Matt?
Yeah.
Well, I work for one of those major defense contractors.
Are you like a real rocket scientist?
I think he's worried about the amount of listeners we have, knowing that he works for a company that makes missiles.
I will definitely have to kill you both after this conversation and then destroy the tape.
Matt and I met in high school, but we really got to be friends in college.
Okay.
And
Where'd
we
you
used
go to school
to,
again?
University of Arkansas. Oh, you want to do that? You want to call the Hawks?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Pig.
Sorry.
Totally off.
How do you go to University of Arkansas and you know nothing about sports?
There's a lot of ways to answer that question. One, it actually relates to Matt. Matt and I, our group of friends,
I get
that
why
all
he
went
does.
To,
as a rocket scientist. Yeah. But you, I'm just kidding.
So Matt and I were the two guys out of our big group of friends that went to state school that didn't go to a fraternity. Which means that we really were in our own fraternity called the Not In A Fraternity Fraternity.
At Penn State, we called them GDIs.
Goddamn Independence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we did. So we were busy like, do you remember that time we sneaked into the SAE house because they wouldn't let us in the front door because we weren't girls?
And I went in every house in the country.
Yeah. I went in on my
totally
belly.
Sucked.
Do you remember it? Yeah, it was awful. And then every time we would get in and be like, thank God we're not doing this. And the next weekend, we'd do the same thing again. We'd sneak into another one just to make sure.
Oh, yeah.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, fraternity parties would be boring if you're not in the fraternity
it's about girls, right? Like, for anybody.
Completely, 100%. We used to have our pledges out there. Like, unless you knew one of the brothers, you couldn't get in because you weren't a chick.
Yeah, which is really a good plan, but it sucks when you're the dude in that equation.
Right.
But, one of my most embarrassing moments ever in my life happened with Matt by my side.
No.
Literally by my side, I think. Do you remember the time that I shit my pants in front of you?
Oh, I did that. I did that twice in Macy's.
How did I forget that?
So Matt
You're
and I
have to refresh my memory.
Matt and I worked in a warehouse together. That's
like,
another
like a Costco sample?
No, we worked at a FedEx warehouse.
Oh, okay.
With this old guy named Gary.
Night team.
Yeah. Remember Gary?
Night team.
Gary was the man. I should dig up Gary's demos because I still have them.
Gary from Arkansas?
Albritton.
Albritton.
Gary Albritton.
See how bad my memory is in
college? It's just. Are you sure we want him working for the DOJ? I mean, this guy can't even remember 4 years ago.
I had to discard and he's built rockets. All that, you know, to fit the room for the rocket science. Right? Yeah. It takes up a lot of space.
So we were getting, we came back from the warehouse. I'd always ride with you.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, and I know what that, oh, yeah, that's a loaded oh, yeah. Do you want to just get out now why it was real fucking annoying that I rode with you?
Because you were on a motorcycle.
I got to say, whatever you guys do on the show, if you want listeners, just never let Brian harmonize to Third Eye Blind.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
I swear, like.
He would get so mad.
Oh, my God.
He'd be driving, we'd be all close to work, and he'd be like, God damn it, stop it, Brian!
I would, too. It's Third Eye Blind,
start
man.
Start with the slow turn stare.
Okay.
That's Matt's classic, which you can't see on the podcast, but Matt right. does this, like, are you fucking kidding me, stare.
Slow turn stare.
How he communicates.
It's kind of like a slow clap.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then,
but it hurts
you know,
your soul.
I'd gravitate to the more confrontational.
And then one time we were going to go see Better Than Ezra. And I was like, oh, let's listen to some Better Than Ezra on the way to the Better Than Ezra show. And he was like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Why would you do that? You can't do that.
That's
like he can't hardly wait when he's wearing the shirt. And he's like, you're going to jinx the band.
You can't wear the same shirt.
So you can't listen to that band on the way to the show? What's wrong with you?
Did you still harmonize the June Blossoms, too?
Oh, fuck.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything. What are you talking about?
Jayhawks?
Name of band.
No, you know what our song was? Jayhawks Blue.
You know
that song?
Oh, yeah.
And every time that song would come on, he'd look at me and go, you know what this makes me want to do? Crack open a cold one.
As he takes a sip of his ice tall Budweiser.
Okay, that's so right. Show brought to you today by Budweiser and Miller High Life.
Oh,
not officially, but.
No, not. It's the champagne, though.
Yeah, it's the champagne.
You want a champagne?
I'm good right now. I'm on the champagne of Diet Dr. Pepper.
Nice.
Okay, so what was our original story? Me shitting my pants. Yeah. So we're coming back from FedEx, and like we'd had something funky for dinner, I guess, and I was like,
Did you shit your pants in this man's car?
No, almost. We lived on campus.
Because I was going to say, if you had cloth seats, that's going to suck.
I don't know what campus was like where you went to school, but there was no freaking parking.
No, Penn State is the same way. There's no parking.
So we parked like campus. Literally, you park like a mile away.
Yeah.
Or like a quarter of a mile away. So we get parked, and I'm like, dude, this is going to be a real trick to see if we can get back to the dorm. And we booked it up that hill. By the Kappa Sig House, you know what I'm talking about? And dude, about halfway up that hill, I was like, no! And it was just like down my legs and my socks.
It was
so bad, man. It was so bad.
Yeah. I shit my pants twice in Macy's.
I've got flashes of this in my memory, but
yeah.
I wish I could remember the vivid details.
I had hernia surgery. That's why I shit my pants.
Well, see, that's a good one. I just had Taco Bell. That's why I shit.
Well, that'll do it, too.
You actually really put in some work. You earned that.
Yeah, I didn't get the runs from the border, though.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Thank you, Matt, for catching that.
Yeah.
So Matt, this is your opportunity. If you have any grievances, we need to take care of.
You know my grievance. You filled my ears with... harmonization of...
Okay, so...
I can't harmonize. So it had to have sounded off.
No, Brian, you refused to sing the melody, and you would only sing...
Oh, you're one of those,
I didn't realize
dudes.
This was his specific beat.
This is it. This
you're
is
one
it.
Of those guys.
That's the bullshit.
Once every five songs, I'm in. I'll sing the song. You know, let's do it. I couldn't get into singing that.
I was in the all-male glee club at Penn State.
Oh, yeah, we have not talked about this enough.
Yeah,
we did talk about your trumpet playing.
That was on the last episode.
But you also were in the glee club.
Was
that like the a cappella group?
I did that, too. Yeah. Yeah, I did. I was a nerd. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean... Do you look back and think, like, I made good decisions, but
no, let me tell you something about my decision to join a Penn State Glee Club. I partied more and got more...
Oh, this is like the one time at band camp thing. Like,
yeah, I mean, it is true.
The band camp kids are crazy.
It's true.
Glee Club kids know how to throw keggers and sing in the key of C. Like,
they
is
do.
That... Okay.
But see, I can't... See, I can't harmonize, though, because I sang bass baritone, so, like, all my parts were never the cool parts. Like, you have a higher voice.
Give me some bass baritone.
No, it's just like, you know,
is that like the guys going, doom?
Yeah, exactly. Doom, yeah, so doom, we're not the cool doom, guys. Doom.
You know what guys I like in a cappella groups are the guys that do the mouth percussion? Where you're like, this song's kind of dragging. This doesn't really sound like John Mayer. And then they're like, and there's like seven of them making cymbal noises and stuff.
There
is
one of my art vocal percussionist.
Oh, is they have a technical title?
Yeah. He won Best Vocal Percussionist.
What do you win?
At the National Championship of Collegiate Acapella, which I participated in.
I'm becoming a virgin again right now listening to this story.
Yeah, it's real, bro. It's terrible.
That's hilarious.
It was fun, though.
Did you compete in the national championships?
Yeah, I did.
Acapella?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's fun. The
fucking movie. Which movie? You talk on the mic.
Hold on. The Douchebag Chad in. Listen, hold on. I know I don't talk about things besides sports and funny and you know whatever, but hold on. That movie's fucking real? Like, you guys do
Pitch
that?
Pitch Perfect?
Oh, yeah, no, dude.
First of all, it sounds like Pitch maybe not so perfect. But hold on, this is real? Like, this happens?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, there's those
It's a major competition.
On college campuses, like, it happens like the movie.
Yes.
So this crazy girl that I hung out with in college that unfortunately...
Which makes her different.
I got a question for you,
it
Matt.
It makes her different than the normal one?
Abby. So we went
you did
to...
Did chicks with piercings? I did a couple of chicks with piercings.
Oh, this she had piercings.
I had this girl one time. Her ears were fucking pierced.
Oh, my God.
Stop talking about it.
And she was crazy. It was my wife.
So, we on a spring break, the spring break that I had to go to court because I had a thing that I had to lie to my parents and be like, I have to stay in college town because I need to work, but really I had to go to court. So instead of working when I didn't have to go to court, the rest of the week, I had to like go to court because I had a public intox charge.
You had a public intox charge?
Yeah.
What'd you do, pee on a building or something?
I fell asleep in some honeysuckle. It's kind of like the equivalent of you having hernia surgery, shitting your pants, and me, you know, like just eating Taco Bell. Like, I just fell asleep in the dirt.
That's the difference between Penn State and Arkansas, because on my 21st birthday at Penn State, I passed out in the bush, and they just woke me up, like, where do you live? I'm like, right over there. They're like, just get the hell out of my face.
If I'd been on campus, I might have been okay, but I was down the street at this bar, and I was underage, and luckily I didn't have anything on me, but yeah. That was the second time in a year. So, I had to get that.
Wait a minute. You got two public intox. Uh-huh. How much is that fine?
Actually, back then, listen to us old men, back then, this was like 15 or, God, how long ago was it?
It was three it was like 18 years quarters ago. And a sorry.
It was like 18 years ago, so it was like $150.
Oh, well, that's.
Yeah, it wasn't much. I just, the first girl who would more or less. Like I said, things are going to get really physical later, which was exciting because I didn't know her very well. Mm. I mean, I did know her very well, but I'd always wanted to know her in that sense.
Sure,
right.
Oh, hey, this weird,
you know what? Tell
weird
that
weird fetish with.
Tell that story.
God dang it! Just forgot it.
Wait, are you talking
about Abby? The Cure.
Oh yeah, Abby had a thing for the Cure.
Was she emo? Emo?
Kinda. Emo's kind of my thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Right.
All I want to hear is about what happened after. I don't care what she liked. I just want to know.
The first story was on around Christmas. It was like 2 days before Christmas. Matt was at that one, too. Mm. Yeah. You were totally
same chick? Same chick?
No, different chick.
Okay.
And this was a chick from high school. You're a stud.
He
is a stud.
Tina? No.
But you were good friends with Tina.
Yeah.
We were all good friends, but I always really kind of had a thing for Tina. And Tina was kind of like, told me that night. She's like, I don't know, we may kind of make out later. And I was like, this is super exciting. And then I got blasted drunk.
No, I've done
and
that.
And I showed a cop my library card when I asked for ID. And they put me in lockup. And she went, this is props to Tina. Tina went to the police station in a formal dress because we were at a debutante ball.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And she made up a story about how I had to, like, she was my sister, which that's a real bummer. But she was like,
that made that night awkward, didn't it?
I'm your sister.
She had to get me out of jail. Anyway, she convinced him to let me go without any kind of charge.
Really?
But I didn't learn my lesson. They should have charged me because then a year later, I fell asleep in honeysuckle.
Oh.
And the funny part about it is I didn't remember any of that night for a long time. And then I later remembered, like, I walked by honeysuckle like 2 years later and I was like, oh shit! Like, you know, do you ever
that's
black out
funny.
Like that?
Yeah,
and then something
totally.
Triggers it.
Absolutely.
And I walked by some honeysuckle, which was like the least cool thing that could possibly
that like,
trigger a blackout
what
memory.
The f-
Honeysuckle is like a vine, dude.
It's a what?
Like a vine.
You know,
plant.
You can like pull the.
Oh, I thought you were talking. I thought it was like a restaurant. Like you got arrested in a restaurant. I was like, do they serve a lot of turkey?
Honeysuckle
like,
is
what
the name of.
What are we talking about right now?
Honeysuckle was the name of Chad's stripper girlfriend in high school.
Yeah, well, and you know what? Yes, it was.
Is that? I mean, he defines the word lightweight. I mean, everybody would just be getting started partying, and I mean, we'd have like one
I'd
or two
run in
beers.
Naked.
Brian would have two beers, and he would be naked, or he would like he would literally start running into shit on the walls.
That's the best.
I wasn't that low.
Oh, it was bad.
Dude, you weigh a buck and a half.
I know.
How
yes,
do you not?
I do. But I would chug the shit out of some beer. I love to the act of drinking. Like I don't care what it is. I just like to drink it.
First of all, there's three. Hold on, let me count again. I'm from Huntsville. There's four people sitting at this fucking table. And you're not drinking a beer at all.
Well, yeah, because I learned my lesson.
Oh, everybody here's drinking beer.
That honeysuckle.
That, yeah, that goddamn turkey restaurant got them all. You fucked them up.
Explain this to me. You went to high school together.
Yeah. They went to state school.
Yeah. And then you both decided, let's just go to University of Arkansas?
Yeah, separately.
I didn't know him that well in high school. Like, we were friends. Yeah. We had kind of the same group, but we got to be really good friends in college. Because we were the two guys out of that bigger group of friends that didn't rush for.
But did you go to the you went to like Razorbacks?
Yeah. The like real the University of Arkansas. Yeah,
not like Arkansas Pine Bluff or anything that I see like the team that I bet on that's going to cover by 38.5. You went to actual Arkansas, right? Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
The name brand one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that
not the premium.
Right. But that's that, but right. But that. I'm sorry to just interject, but that's got to hit home a little bit with some Louisville people. I mean, we all know somebody who coached down in Arkansas, right?
Right, yeah. It's weird. For as little as I care about sports, that guy follows me around. Like, you
Petrino?
Know, people expect me to just know a lot about Bobby Petrino because I've lived in Fayetteville and Louisville.
That's
and
crazy.
I know very little other than the fact that he likes chicks and bikes.
Yeah. How old was that girl? Like 22 or 23 or something like that?
Wow.
She?
Amazing. A guy likes girls and motorcycles.
I can't think of him without
imagining
him.
Crucify him. Oh, no.
In
it's
that
so
neck
bad.
Brace.
I know.
He's in that press conference with all the scratches on his face, and just it was the saddest moment I've
so
ever
can we talk
had.
About
yeah,
that
I
for
Arkansas
it.
Fan?
Can we talk about that for a second? Because isn't the. Okay, so someone blew my mind because, again, me not knowing shit about sports.
Yeah.
Someone told me that, like, the true story on that is that he wasn't actually in a motorcycle accident. Her husband beat the shit out of him.
No. It's a conspiracy theory.
That's a conspiracy
Hey, listen.
Theory.
Well, yeah,
I don't think there's enough.
Do you believe that happened? Because I don't really believe that happened.
I don't think there's enough, like, clout of Bobby Petrino for this to qualify as like, an actual conspiracy theory.
I wouldn't not believe it either because you never know what these things
are. The cops would have had to agree with that story.
Right.
And that, yeah.
In college sports, though, I mean, honestly, right now, Bobby Petrino's a pretty big name.
Yeah.
You got to realize.
Well, he was, too, back then.
Louisville's not exactly Ohio State or USC or Alabama.
Or Penn State.
But
shut up.
But they're a pretty damn good football team built by a guy who maybe he might not have a lot of clout, but he's a pretty damn good football coach.
He wins.
I mean, that
he wins.
And what else do you want from a football coach? He can fuck a 22-year-old, wreck a motorcycle, and get his face kicked in by her husband. I don't give a shit. If you win, that's all they're looking for. Nobody wants anything
else.
Oh,
that's
win.
True.
Win. Win, win, win.
There were a lot of people in Arkansas that said that exact same thing, and they wanted him to stay. I can tell you that.
Why wouldn't you?
He's a proven winner.
And when it comes down to it, I mean, what else do you want? I want a winner.
I want a winner. And I want to beat Ohio State just like we did last week.
You
what?
You don't want a winner. You want to add an E to the word.
Wiener?
Yeah, there he is.
You know, they're not.
Oh, so he's drinking High Lifes. Whatever. He's saying really weird jokes and shit.
I'm surprised you could spell wiener, Chad. All right, so
Fair enough. What
was your drink of choice then, both ends? What was your drink of choice in college?
Coors Light.
Yeah, you were really into Coors Light. I still love Rolling Rock. That was kind of my thing.
Rolling Rock was a Pittsburgh
beer. That is, yes.
Yeah, and he likes to give me shit about that.
Werewolf Killers.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, man. Yeah, silver bullets.
Man. I love a silver bullet. That's a
the mountains
beer.
Didn't turn blue then.
No. Wasn't that a great invention when the mountains turned blue? You're like, my beer is cold.
It was a great marketing ploy for sure.
It still goes, man.
But you know what? Rolling Rock, Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Well, that's right. And then AB bought them, moved them to New Jersey, and they got rid of the painted bottle. They now have a sticker label. I won't drink it.
Now nobody knows what the fuck that 33 means. Nobody knows.
Probably never will.
Speaking of drink of choice, so when we worked at the warehouse together, we were underage.
Okay.
Initially. So maybe that whole time. So we had.
Can you hear that chair squeaking? It's getting on my nerves.
We had a guy that worked with us who was like, how do we initiate that conversation with him? Like, Jamie, will you buy us beer?
Oh.
Probably
I
you.
Think
you
just
were always
about like that.
You were always smoother than me. You probably were like, oh, hey, man, you think you're going to buy us some beer? And I probably would have been like, beer. But I just remember like lots of times going to that giant liquor store, and then you would get in and realize, oh, this costs money, and so we would like be like, yeah, we need some Heaven Hill vodka.
They let you into the liquor store underage?
Well,
I mean, it is Arkansas.
I don't know why they let me in because I definitely looked 12.
Yeah,
but Matt's always looked like that.
Right.
I remember when I
no,
had
I remember
a,
that.
I used to when I was underage. I gave my big brother in fraternity. I gave him. I think it was like $20 to get me a bottle of Jose Cuervo, right?
Yeah.
And I was an RA at the time, so I was.
Of course you were. Oh, we got to talk about our RA in college. We got to talk about our RA.
Oh, that's the best. Absolutely.
Great, yeah, go ahead.
So I give him $20. I was like, look, me and one of my other boys were like, you just get us a bottle of Cuervo. That'll get us through tonight, right? And no bullshit. I come back in, and there is change from my $20 sitting on my nightstand because he had like a key to my room, right? And I was like, why is there change? And I opened the note. It's in the fridge. I'm like, oh, well, at least he got a cold for us, right? I open the door. There's a jug of Jose Cortez. I don't know if you ever had Jose Cortez.
That's a little bit different guy.
But it is Jose Cuervo's evil brother. Because the hangover from Jose Cortez, I had $5 left over.
that's a fourth meal.
A 10.
I know, right? So what about your RA? I was an RA.
So
I only did it for the free movement board.
Were you like a cool RA that was like, it's cool, you can drink in your room?
All right, I was either the coolest or the worst RA of all time. I got two good stories for you about what
okay.
I was an RA.
Okay, let's go.
No, wait, you tell yours.
Well, no, mine, we have different ones. We lived on different floors that first
floor
year.
Two.
And I was on
floor 10.
My,
I do remember that.
My RA.
Oddly enough. I remember what floor.
Yeah, I like.
On.
Yeah, you of course you remember numbers, you fucking nerd.
God.
So my RA was this guy named Marcus, who was like the guy who I'm pretty sure was in every jam band that existed at the time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he
yeah.
just showed up. You remember
Fish.
Marcus?
He was king of drum circles.
Yeah, he was master of drum circles.
California right now,
and
too.
he was always stoned. And he would know you were drinking, and he'd come and he'd like bang on the door. Hey, I know you're drinking in there. And then you'd let him in, and he'd be like, give me one.
Yeah.
Like, he was one of those
yeah,
guys.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then we went on a camping trip with Marcus one time where Matt got really, really fucking drunk and made a bunch of shit up. But that's a story for another time. He thought girls were making out with him or not making out with him or promised to make out with him. I don't know what happened. I had to drive him home in the middle of the night.
I swear at least one of them really did.
Like, made out with you, made out with you or wanted to?
Made out with me.
Oh
yeah, I don't remember which one it was.
I don't buy it.
You were really drunk. You don't even.
I had a rule.
You know what? I met you tonight.
Of a field.
I met you tonight, and I fucking like you. That's where that is. You know what? Because you know what? I don't ever know either. I just maybe it happened, but you know what? I'm gonna tell that story like it fucking happened. Oh, fucking nice. I saw her and. Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, I made out with her. Yeah, for sure.
For fucking sure.
Well, and there was like this awkward thing where the next day, like, I saw her in the laundry room and she had, like, he got really upset because he'd said that she had, like, told him one thing and then went and made out with another guy. And so, like, I was feeling really loyal to Matt. And so I was about to, like, throw some shit down in the laundry room.
What just happened right there?
What did you just? Oh, she went made out with the guy. Hold on.
You said she told me some shit like she said like was talking to me and then went made out with another guy. I'm like, hold on. Did he ever make out with a girl? Really? I mean, listen, that's fine. You want to make out with guy? Just be honest. Just be honest, because that's. Sorry, I took that the wrong way.
So, but you had a different RA. Your RA was, I had totally forgotten about Ibrahim.
And he was the opposite of Marcus.
He was hardcore.
He ran a tight ship.
Ibrahim.
How do you fucking spell that?
Is he Cuban? What the fuck?
No, he was Middle Eastern, wasn't he?
I feel like he was from Israel, but he spelled it wrong.
Abraham is the name. Not fucking Ibrahim.
Ibrahim.
Your parents
Ibrahim.
Fucked that up.
Man, you ran a tight ship. That's all I'll say.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was an RA, I used to let my residents do whatever they wanted. I was either the coolest or the worst RA, right? Because I didn't care. So I was like, look, if I don't see it, hear it, smell it, whatever, you can do whatever you want, right? So like, I had this rule though, if you're gonna throw a party, and this was only on my floor, I was a dick to every other floor in the entire place, right? But my floor. If you were going to throw a party on my floor, you had to give me at least a six-pack, right? And that was my rule, right? And at Penn State, you had to have an open-door policy because you couldn't lock your door unless you were sleeping, right? So they could knock, they could walk in. And one time, you know, you would see, like, six-packs just kind of chilling there. One time I walk in, I'm sitting in my room, and I hear this knock, and the dude walks in with a case of beer, puts it on my desk, and goes, it's going to be a big one. So I left. I come back an hour later. All the beds are in the middle of the hall, and they're doing like a WWE party.
Oh my god!
Oh, it's a blast.
They weren't messing around. Well, no. At least they made the prepayment.
I busted a party one time because I never took duty on football game weekends. That just was. And my counselor and I got into a big kind of argument. She gave me duty on a Saturday, and it was like a Michigan or Ohio State game. So I was kind of pissed, right? Because I want to go out and drink. Well, me and my other friend, my other RA guy, he was mad because he had duty. So we're sitting in my room and we're underage and we're just like, God damn it! And he goes, I was like, man, I just want some beer. And he goes, well, I think there's a party on 7 tonight. So we're like, all right, let's go bust it. So we go up to 7. Sure enough, it's thumping, right? And we're going and we knock on the door and all you hear is like clink, 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 clink. You know, they're trying to hide all the bottles, right? And we open it up and we're like, all right, so we're gonna need all your liquor. And they're like, oh, come on, man, just don't tell our parents. I'm like, I won't tell your parents if you give us your booze. And then so we're going out and my buddy Matt's collecting bottles. He's got 2 cases of beer and a bottle of Jack, right? And I just to tell him we were serious, they had a little bit of Jack in one of the bottles, and they lived right across from the utility closet. So I dumped out Jack in the utility closet because they were like, fuck, this dude's for real, right? So we're walking away, and I was like, wait a minute, there's got to be some in the fridge. So I walk back. I'm like, I'm going to need all the cold ones in the fridge, too. And we went back to my room and got hammered.
That's good. I like that.
That was my RA. I was a cool RA.
Listen. Let me tell you a funny story.
Didn't you play football? Wait, Chad, didn't you play football in college?
No, high school. Oh. And then I went there to play ball, and then I was just like.
I was like, because you guys, if you played football in college, you had the most lax RAs of all time.
Let me tell you a funny story about getting in trouble for drinking in college, okay? So I was in a fraternity. I was a KDR, okay? We have a party.
What the hell's a KDR?
It's a Kappa Delta Rho. It's mainly like an
That's
East
not
Coast
real. Did you make that up?
Oh, no.
What was your nickname, KDR?
KDR was, first of all, there's KDRs at Penn State.
No,
I used
no,
to
no.
Go
what was your nickname? What was it like, you know, like Sigma Nu with Sigma Nerd?
No, we were just KDR. Oh, well, you can't spell dork without KDR.
Yes.
Right? So, oh, you fucking got me.
Oh, that makes me happy.
I'm going to get into a story right now. No, listen, honestly. So we have a party one night, right? And I am the social chair at this fraternity. I sign for all the kegs. Where I went to school, I went to Slippery Rock University. It's a real place.
Most people
I think didn't Anne of Green Gables go there? Like,
it's
isn't that behind the secret garden?
What like, a reference, Anne of Green Gables. Where'd you pull that out of your ass?
My Puritan childhood.
maybe I shouldn't even tell this story. I'll probably offend him.
I think that's where Dr. Quinn the Medicine Woman went.
Oh, I love Dr. Quinn the Medicine
Woman.
That
is deep.
My grandma loved that show, and I love that show.
Did you watch it?
Hell yeah, religiously. My mom was super into it because, and that's like before you realize that your mom has hormones too, and so she's like clearly watching for that guy, that Sully guy, like the love interest.
Did you watch Little House on the Prairie too?
Oh, hell yeah. We watched Little House on the Prairie like a motherfucker.
Like a motherfucker.
I don't think a lot of people get to talk about a Little House on the Prairie with that kind of passion. But
they probably don't.
Michael Landon.
Michael Landon.
Yeah, Michael Landon was in Little House.
You know, Michael Landon was better Highway to Heaven.
He was taken too soon.
I forgot about that. Michael Landon Jr., what a disappointment.
I didn't even.
Aren't all the juniors disappointments?
He's such a disappointment. I didn't even know
Robert Downey Jr. Well, he was for a while, and then he rebounded.
Robert Downey Jr.
ended up being
awesome. Yeah,
Hank Williams Jr., he's
pretty
cool.
Good.
Hank, I know Hank Sr.'s better though, right? Like, if you're really going to look at like contributions to society, Hank Williams Jr. just made a nation of Trump voters.
He did the Monday Night Football song, and that's pretty cool.
You don't know about that.
What's Monday Night Football? Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding. So anyway, finish your story. I'm sorry, buddy. Rolling Rock University.
Slippery Rock.
Right. So I went to Rolling Rock University, which is what you would have thought it would have been because the town was a dry town, but we had parties, right? I mean, lots of parties. And I signed for kegs for a party one night.
Okay.
It's like 11 o'clock. Early. Thank God it was this early. But we used to have parties. People are coming in. They're buying their red cup, whatever. At about midnight.
You charge for a red cup, you cheap bastard.
Well, you charge for anybody who's coming
into
the party. No,
you don't charge a red cup fee.
Who are you, Toby Keith?
What do you charge for? How
Nothing.
Do you make
that's
money?
That's what your social chair budget pays for. I was a social chair in my fraternity.
Well, that's where we fucked up because I was charging.
And through all the windows come people with badges hanging around their necks.
Yeah, dude, of course.
And we got busted by the Liquor Control Enforcement Task Force of Pennsylvania.
The LCV came.
And the LCV spreads the non-21s to the 21s, and it's just, it's crazy. And they're only charging me and the guy whose name is on the house.
Because you bought it all.
You're damn, I signed for the fucking keg.
Yeah.
But the best part about it was is that they tell us, listen, we just got these new alcohol testers. So anybody who's 21.
That's such bullshit.
Oh, no. I swear to God, anybody who's 21, they're letting us blow and trying to see who blows the highest blood alcohol content for fun.
The cops?
The cops. They're having fun with us. If you're 21, you can stay on this side of the house. And when we leave, we're leaving with all of the kegs. So drink as much as you can right now because we're leaving with everything.
Now, see, I mean, that's cool cops, though, too.
Yeah, so we're just, you don't understand. We're filling up pots and fucking pans in the house. We're filling up everything you can.
This is like super true.
And we're hammering whatever you can hammer. And we are blowing into this thing, and they are, like, laughing about it. Oh, this guy blew a point, too. Hey, he's fucking deep. This guy, he's definitely not driving home. And then they have a whole living room full of under 21.
And they're just passing out tickets.
Right, but the reason I'm happy is because, you don't understand, I got charged for every single person who was under 21 years old. I was sitting in the courtroom in Butler, in Butler County.
So you thought I had the only courtroom story.
Butler County, Pennsylvania, bro, is, I don't, what's the equivalent in Kentucky?
I don't know, wherever they do a lot of heroin, that's what it is.
Shelbyville.
So I'm in an arraignment court, and there's people walking over in jumpsuits to get arraigned, and they leave me and my buddy Pitt for the last two people, because their charges read for 25 fucking minutes, because they read every single person who was under 21 years old.
Wow.
And there was like 100. Now, like I said, thank God they busted us at midnight. If they would have busted us at 3, it would have been 400.
So what did you have? What'd you get? Do you have a fine?
Oh, yeah. First of all,
the fraternity should have paid for that fine.
Listen, we didn't go to a real prestigious school like you, buddy. We didn't have a whole bunch of extra fucking. We spent all our money on those fucking kegs, and we didn't get to make them back because they closed the fucking party down.
That's right.
So the judge's name, and I felt like this was like a blessing. His name was Jaeger. And I thought, oh, he's got to be forgiving. $500 fine. Amazing, right? Because it's supposed to be $1,500 for every mile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
330 hours of community service.
How many highways did you clean?
330 hours.
How many rest area bathrooms did you scrub?
I'm just going to say this now because it's been, I don't know, 12 or 13 years.
I didn't do a goddamn one of them. I knew a girl.
What's the statute of limitations?
I knew a girl. Cute girl.
She used to run the fucking food drives and stuff around campus. Thanksgiving, Christmas, she just write off like 50 hours. I was good. I was good to go. So I never did one. I didn't do 1 hour. Not even one. But I got 330. I feel like that's a lot of hours.
That's why we call him Douchebag Chad.
Yeah.
You are strong, strong, strong. Stronger than me. With a heart much more, much more lovely, yeah. And I reach high, as high as I was able, such a small kid, at the big kid table, and you follow me.
No drugs.
All right, that was a good show. Malchin, pleasure as always.
As always.
Douchebag Chad, thank you for coming back and educating me on the Cubs. I already knew most of that, but I'm sure we'll get into some deeper studies. We getting into hockey season. I've gotten a lot to learn.
Yeah,
I don't even know how that game works.
That's going to be a whole episode just dedicated to hockey and you.
And then my college buddy, Matt. All the way from Arizona, special guest on episode 2.
Pleasure to be here.
It's fun to hang out with Button on the microphone. He's kind of a soft-spoken guy. Yeah, he has that shit-eating grin that he's got on right now. That tends to be his M.O.
Is there any fun, cool story you can tell us? Or is it all classified?
Yeah. I swear
I'm a podcaster and a creative marketer, and Matt's a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
So he definitely got he paid more attention in school or something. But,
tell us
something cool about rockets.
You know, the thing about rockets are they're expendable. You only want to use them once.
Sounds like a woman.
And you don't want to see them again. It does sound
like sounds like every girl that Douchebag Chad.
You know what's funny is I know about, like, engines. No. They suck, squeeze, bang, and blow. that's what you know about like an engine on a rocket.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Rocket.
Are engines. We still talking about rockets?
I don't know anymore.
They burn really hot.
They sure do. They burn hot.
Do they make a lot of noise?
Yeah.
I just still can't believe he's a rocket scientist. That's so cool.
I know. So should we just call this episode the rocket scientist?
I guess so. All I know is I screwed up major in college.
I touched him.
Thank you, Matt. It was awesome.
Next week, we'll be back. We'll be back with another bunch of, probably not a rocket scientist.
No.
I don't think we can book two in a row.
We can get a stripper.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Something like that. That's kind of the same thing, right?
Yes. Yes. Education level.
They both have daddy issues. Is that a thing? That doesn't even make sense.
That doesn't make sense at all.